of the Mind Flip.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekhale. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at
Theater of the Mind Flayer
Ragnarok DLC, which is...
Why are you not playing Baldur's Gate 3?
Because I'm over it.
You're such a...
Have you finished it
big
yet?
Fan.
No,
such a
but fucking I've got
poser.
Like I've got like 300 hours
You're
in
such
it.
Such a fucking
I've got like 300
poser.
Hours
big
in
fan.
It.
It's a fucking
and
poser.
I've seen a playthrough of the final act. But I'm playing through God of War Ragnarok. Because Naya played it all the way through.
All right.
Is Ragnarok any good?
Really good. But the DLC
I'm
now
not listening
is,
to you about
is,
gaming shit.
Taking,
you don't even
let him get
angle.
It out now.
And it's just... Yeah. So don't, I don't waste the listeners' time. Oh, and no. It's basically, it's great. It's just like a roguelike of him going through like therapy, basically. Like... Kratos is like therapy session. It's really good.
Why you still got your arms in the air?
Boy.
Because I'm going to drop them out. Hey, welcome to State of the Mind Flayer.
Shit. We've been hijacked.
Also, I was recording the whole time, so everyone's going to hear.
So Caleb's been going on about video games far too much. He's a poser. He's a fake gamer. He doesn't even know how to finish Baldur's Gate 3. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. How are you, Jake?
I'm good.
On
I'm,
this lovely Sunday.
I'm good. I'm looking forward to getting some sunshine.
I know, we were just
I've got some pierogies in my tum-tum.
We're going to finish early today, get out and get some sunshine. Not get stuck indoors playing PlayStation like some fucking nerds. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly. We're here with Hercules Mays.
Hello.
Michael Brigetti.
Hello.
Luke Sykes.
The DLC for Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Is.
Is there a DLC?
I'm
sure there is, right?
No, I don't think there's DLC.
I am. Oh, you are?
Right. So if you get Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 and you get the DLC, Luke will come to your house.
Yes.
Daniel, sorry,
micro.
That's all you pay for. Daniel Butlin.
Hi.
Hi. What are we all doing after this recording session in the sunshine?
I'm probably going to get a bunch of stuff for a cat because my mom's coming next week and bringing my cat from Montreal.
To stay.
So wait.
To stay.
Michael's finding it there.
Is the cat staying with you forever?
He is, yeah.
Here?
Hey,
it's not going back to...
Nope.
What's staying. The cat's name?
Jack.
Jack. Jack the cat?
Jack the cat.
Nice.
Is
very
it Jack
wonderful.
Or Jacques? It's Jack. Jack.
Very glad. You can bring him over. You can meet Hogan.
Yeah. He loves all animals.
Yeah, we'll see how Hogan goes.
I'm very allergic to cats, so don't bring any cat
I'm
hair
slightly
over.
Allergic.
How do you survive in my house?
I take a load of eye drops, nose spray, and I take Claritin. So
that's how dedicated to D&D he is.
Yeah. Literally, I am like chock full of like antihistamine medication.
A year later, we find out he's allergic to cats.
And it still doesn't work. Like, I still get, I don't know if you noticed, but when I'm at your house, I will get more like sniffly and I'll be itched in my eyes. And
I thought it was just character work.
No. I wish I was that good.
Herc, Luke, what are you guys doing in the sunshine?
I'm probably just going to go for a walk and then I'm going to be inside like the fucking nerd that I am.
Yeah, nice. That's fair.
I got some lines to learn and then I was out till late last night to probably go to sleep.
That's funny. Sometimes when you come in hungover, you're like super punchy and super, and then sometimes you're just like, you know what? Let's just chill. Let's
different
just
kind of hangover today.
Okay. Fair enough.
Luke texted me yesterday because I asked him for a lift this morning and he was like, oh, let me know. I'll let you know tomorrow.
If but I'm legally
because I'm going out tonight. But the good news is I'm going to be the version of Luke that says church is chicken. I was like, don't put that much pressure on yourself. Big shoes to fill.
Danielle, what are you going to do in the sunshine?
I don't know. I guess go and throw a stick with Huggy Bear and hope that he doesn't choke.
That's right. Last night, I had to Heimlich him because he almost choked to death.
Oh, no. What was he eating?
He was eating a bit of stick and then obviously he
started
got
pouring
it
in his mouth and drooling.
And was like,
That's scary.
Yeah. That is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to grab him under the rib cage. Yeah.
And Olive once got into some
Caleb's
beef jerky.
It's Olive.
And it like got lodged in her throat and Naya, tears in her eyes, pried open the mouth, couldn't pull it out. And so started pushing it.
Yeah.
Pushed it down the fucking esophagus.
Yeah.
Then Olive went... And then we're back
good
for
to
more
go.
Fucking
yeah,
beef
yeah,
jerky.
Yeah.
All right, we got to clear it.
Yeah.
But it is scary. It's like fight or flight. You just got to get in there and like...
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, because you cracked his mouth open. And you're like,
couldn't find it.
There.
Yeah, fuck. So then you got to grab him and hoist him.
He was just like...
He was all good.
Yeah, he was all good.
He was fine.
Oh, that's fun. It's all good fun. That's the second time I've had to do first aid on a dog.
Yeah, it's crazy how dogs just love doing shit that'll kill them.
Kill them, yeah.
All the time, you know?
Well, to be fair, you don't go to the fucking doctor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm still alive.
Dogs are looking at you going, I mean, at least we go to the vet once a year.
Yeah.
Do you have a trivia treat for us?
I do. Mm. Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia Treats.
This is tasty.
How can you bypass an arcane lock? I'm looking for three answers.
Knock. No, that doesn't work. Dispel magic.
Dispel magic does work.
Cool.
Disintegrate.
Wish.
Yeah.
Limited wish.
Rules as written.
Wish. Limited the fates wish. Card. The moon card.
Could I throw some acid on it and going just like around. Dissolve it? Like non-magic acid.
So I will take this as the second answer I was looking for, is you can break or lockpick it, but an arcane lock has a plus 10 to the DC. So I guess all those answers are correct, but with a plus 10 to the DC. But there's also one other way.
That's not wish or fates card.
That's not. It's a spell.
It's what? I know you said it was. I thought it might have been knock.
It is knock.
It is knock. Oh, okay.
Oh, did you say knock?
I said knock.
Oh, I didn't hear you in the chaos.
Ah.
So that's the three ways.
What's the three official ones? Knock, wish, limited wish,
dispel, and then an extra DC if you want to break or pick lock it.
Disintegrate, I think.
Disintegrate could work. You could Eldritch Blast the door a bunch of times.
Very nicely to open up.
Yeah. I guess you could around the door.
The key. You could do heat metal and like key that melt it all down.
The guy who cast the spell, get the guy who cast the spell.
Well, whoever cast the spell can open it and.
So that's
designate
a fourth.
People
that's
another one. Designate, but that's not bypassing.
I think we're at about eight.
I guess
nine
like
now.
If it's on like a door or something, you could just break the door itself.
Yeah.
So you could
The lock would still be in place.
Yeah,
you
could
break the hinges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like break the wall.
This is bad.
Into the room.
Dig underneath the door.
Yes.
Like a tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look through the keyhole and then teleport in.
Yeah.
Just go in the back door.
You can misty step in. Yeah. Very smart.
This is why I would never play a rogue, because you're basically useless when magic is involved.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Anyway, that was this shitty week's episode of Trivia Treats.
Disappointing.
It's been a while since we had one.
Everyone jumped onto you because everyone's full of pierogies and spice. Bless you.
And everything nice.
We're going to play an improv game. What do we want to do? We want to do a picnic, or do we want to do a word association game?
Can we do the one where we guess the word and then we have to guess the word in between the two words?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
I was watching Instagram videos the other day.
Absolutely.
And I was getting so invested in it.
Yeah. So the idea is 3, 2, 1, word.
Oh.
And then you pick the word.
Oh, I'm really bad at this.
Okay.
I think also, Danielle, you might be really bad at this too.
Yeah, from memory.
I think you guys
put
that
on
her.
We were
good at it.
I think it's only because you did it together.
We got weird out
together. We were bad.
Excellent. So who's Luke, you can kick us off.
I'll go.
Okay. Luke and Michael. I'll give you three. It's 3, 2, 1, go, not 3, 2, 1. So 3, 2, 1 word. And I'll count you down. You'll have a brief moment to think in between. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Phalange.
Breakfast.
Oh.
Phalange.
Mm. Phalange and breakfast.
Okay. Remind me phalange, like.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No, that's the uvula.
Your fingers.
He's holding his hand like an idiot. Oh, wait, were you going like that to show your hand?
I thought it was.
Oh, I thought you were showing your hand like a. No.
Yeah, Larry?
I don't know. I thought it was something. Anyways, point is, now I know what phalange is. Fingers.
We need to have a sit down at a burger.
You need to talk with you.
Phalanx? Phalanx?
Phalange breakfast.
The pharynx is.
Pharynx.
Phalanx is like a shield.
That's right. Yeah.
Platoon.
I got one.
Pokemon.
It's also Pokemon.
So, phalanges and breakfast.
I got mine.
Breakfast. 3, 2, 1.
Sausages.
Yay! Yes!
Okay, Hogan, it's okay, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Trying
to escape out the window.
Hogan, come back down here.
But the sunshine is over there.
What else is it going to be? All I thought of was like Shrek with like the sausage fingers.
Excellent. Who's next? We can go you two.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two words. 3, 2, 1.
Potato.
Potato book.
Mm.
Okay.
Ooh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I feel like it was you and me. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that anyway.
3, 2, 1.
Lord of the Rings.
fucking wanna do it.
One word, if you please.
Cookbook?
Lord of the Rings and cookbook.
Yeah.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
Samwise.
What did you say?
Samwise.
And I just went,
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Gollum? Who are you grading?
should we reset?
Okay, reset.
Here we go. Reset. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Dice? You said grass?
Oh.
Dice and grass. I thought it was two dice.
Yeah, I heard
dice.
Like,
I was like, nah, here we go. Dice and grass. 3, 2, 1.
Picnic.
Ooh. Weed and picnic.
Oh, yeah.
You can go.
You can go. I don't even have rules.
I just like your vibe.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Munchies. West End.
West End munchies. West End. Okay, here we go.
Jeez.
West End of munchies. 3, 2, 1.
Summer hot dog.
Summer hot dog. Excellent. Summer hot dog. Okay, here we go. Summer hot dog. 3, 2, 1.
Bun.
Hot bun. Hot and bun. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bon toast.
Banh mi and toast. Okay, here we go. Banh mi and toast. 3, 2, 1.
Bread.
What? Sorry.
3, 2, 1.
Red.
Bread and red.
Oh, I thought you said red. Yeah,
oh, even when it. You try to copy him, you're
bread and red.
Bread and red. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Toast.
Burger. Burger and toast. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bread.
Take back. 3, 2, 1.
I don't even know what you said.
I said bread.
Bread and bun. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Burger.
All right.
Oh, okay. Failure.
Failure. I would have had you with Lord of the Rings. Don't worry. Yeah, we got it.
That's all right. One word, though.
Jake and wow. Caleb.
Here we go.
One's concept.
3, 2, 1.
Pomelos.
What'd you say, Caleb?
Elbow.
Elbow.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Fern.
Juice.
Fern and juice. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Boone. Boone and tea.
3, 2, 1.
Cup biscuits.
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 Cup and biscuits. Okay, I got this.
Okay. Oh, this is wild. Come
this
on.
Is easy. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Can we
Oreo.
Oh, what?
What?
Oreo. What did you say?
I was going to say, you can't say a word that's already been said, though.
Technically, no, but these guys went back and forth.
We
bread,
did
bun, exactly. Bread bun.
Okay, so wait, what are our words?
We'll start again.
Okay.
From.
Nah, stop.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, from fresh. And 3, 2, 1.
Laptop.
Orange and laptop.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I got one. 3, 2, 1.
Amp.
And that's how that came.
How did you not get an apple?
Orange laptop. Yeah. Apple.
Yeah.
I was going to go amp, like the orange amplifiers, because they have computers.
Oh, that would be
oh,
good,
that's
yeah.
a good one.
Just trying to play to our strengths, but
yeah.
Anyway,
on that disappointing note, Luke and I win.
Well, let's see if Luke and Caleb, Luke and Michael can get one more, and two. Here we go.
All right.
3, 2.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. No, hold on. Okay.
Choose a different one.
All right.
Different word. Here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Yacht.
What was it?
Map
and yacht.
Okay, here we go. Map and yacht. 3, 2, 1.
Navigation.
There's a good one for this one.
Navigate.
Starts with S. 3, 2, 1.
Seas. Compass.
Sexton. Oh, okay.
I would have gone.
What did you say?
Compass.
Oh. I was thinking, that compass would be my first one.
What did you say?
I said C.
C. Compass.
C compass. A sexton. Is a C compass.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's play some fucking game.
You!
Theater of the Mind Flip!
In our last session, Force was shown the tunnel the invaders were digging to make their way into Lorna Koth. Meanwhile, Edorath and Agnar attacked the guards, keeping the temple's healers captive, while Azeroth kept watch. They managed to save Nesh, the clerics, and Sir Alpin, but with the guards down, Nesh and the healers resuscitated their captors, much to the dismay of Agnar.
I wasn't dismayed. Confused.
Much to the confusion of Agnar.
Thank you.
Nesh reminded her of their Hippocratic oath to help and heal all, and hinted that maybe she may now be more suited to that of a paladin than a cleric of Brigantia. Azeroth, who was keeping watch, informed the party that Force and Adudin were making their way back to the prisoners, and so Agnar cast a Guardian of Faith in the room, while Azeroth used a minor illusion to distract them. But but sparked a flicker of wild magic that reduced his height by 9 inches. With his cover blown, a vicious fight broke out between the invaders and the party, and amidst the chaos, Agnar began searching for the rest of the captive clerics. Force attempted to cast a curse, disguised as a prayer to Arwen, but was unsuccessful, and ultimately his cover was blown. Unsurprisingly, Edorath was once again knocked unconscious and dragged into a room, which is where we're going to begin our session with this fight in its...
Grandeur,
I suppose. Yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent. Top of the round, we begin with Edorath being dragged unconscious into a room of some sorts. While you're unconscious, what do you think is going through Edorath's head in his unconscious state? As counterintuitive as that sentence may be.
He barely has thoughts in his conscious head. I think he's sitting... I feel like Edorath is in like a weird sort of mind palace state where he's just sitting in an empty room and sort of looking around and waiting for something to come out of the darkness to either wake him up or...
Or, well, here we are.
Well,
yeah, okay.
Here we are.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Azeroth. Azeroth Force is right behind you going, oh, cover's blown, get the fuck out of here!
All right.
As the clerics are making their way with Sir Alpin ahead of them.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
So, seeing the two in front of me and Agnar kind of just one-track mind going, like, forward, I'm going to... point my wand out.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast a 5th level lightning bolt at the guy straight in front of me.
Down the line there. Yeah, absolutely. 5th level. That is a...
Dex 15.
Excellent. The big guy down the end. That is a fail for the big guy down the end. And that is a pass for the guy right in front of you.
Okay.
As you...
35 points of lightning
35
damage.
35 points of damage. Excellent. As it passes through, passed. No, yeah, you're going to fuck him up as well. This guy is wiped from the board. As he's wiped from the board, the lightning bolt comes through and strikes the pitmaster at the end there. Turns his attention to you.
And then I'm going to kind of look back into the room that has Agnar's... magical friend in back here where they left.
Okay, yeah.
And knowing that there's more, like the leadership is coming down that hallway, I'm going to use another sorcery point.
Yeah, make sure you knocked all those off.
Yeah. To cast, once again, minor illusion into the room as if there's whispers of the priests kind of talking.
Okay.
With Sir Alpin's voice kind of mixed in there as well. No, we have to go. Come on, everyone, we have to leave this room.
Excellent. You hear Alpin go, I hit myself, sir!
Don't worry, sir.
I'm so sorry. Excellent. Beautiful. Anything else you want to do?
That's going to be it, because, yeah, Force is there in the hallway. And, I'm just going to kind of gauge the situation, deciding and not going to move just yet.
Excellent. Beautiful. That's going to bring us down to their leadership. Here's the interesting thing. They've just watched Force run around the corner there. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to watch as Adudim is going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. As the Kenku moves down 5, 10, 15, and 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 to there. The rest will come and follow. Adudim comes running down the hallway. As Adudim comes running down the hallway towards you, he is immediately going to do... as he swings around the corner, he's just going to shoot out a 2 spectral fangs at Force there. 1 to nat 20. Fuck me.
The
other is a...
Silvery barbs reaction.
Beautiful. Yes. You haven't used your reaction. Oh, you just had your turn. Yeah, beautiful. The other is a 15 to hit.
That misses.
Instead is going to be a 23 to hit you with the spectral fangs. Excellent. As these 2 spectral fangs come flying out towards you, you're going to take 14 points of psychic damage. And he runs in to close the distance. He sees Azeroth running. He sees Agnar running. He glances over his shoulder and sees the clerics leaving. He shouts out and says, "Clerics moving to the tunnels!" The Kenku immediately gets to the door, kind of trots up to the door and steps in. What does he need to do as he steps into your Guardian of Fatith?
Guardian of Fifth? There we go. It needs to make a dex save.
Dex save. Excellent. That is an 18 on the dice for a total of 20.
That is a save.
Excellent.
Half as much damage, so 10 points of radiant damage.
10 points of radiant damage. Nice. Excellent. As this radiant damage comes down, he stumbles back out, slams the door. As he stumbles back out and slams the door, he is going to, yeah, fuck it. He's going to crack the door and just lob a fireball in there. Does your Guardian of Faith take damage? I know it does in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, in this I don't think it does.
Excellent.
It just... Yeah, it just does damage up to a total of 20.
Until it runs out.
Sorry, yeah. 60, 20 per
Yeah,
hit.
Beautiful. Excellent, excellent, excellent. That is going to bring us to the our silly, silly friend Harsuma. Harsuma is going to come running to here. Going to use his action to 5, 10, 15, 20. Dart around the corner. 25 over there. And is kind of going to look down and say, "You all will pay." And that's going to be his movement and action. Excellent. He's not going to do much else there. That is going to bring us down to the baddies. You don't see any of that. You don't see any of that. All you do hear is footsteps coming down the hallway. We're going to put them to there. Excellent. They're running low on people, though, which is good. There. Can't see any of that, and they're off digging. Beautiful. Excellent.
The sounds are still coming from the room.
The what?
The sounds are still coming from the room, technically.
Yeah. The Kenku's there. Mm. Excellent.
That fireball really hurt.
That is going to be their turn, bringing us down to our good friend Agnar. What would you like to do?
Excellent. I'm going to keep on running. Heading to... That's a hallway 10, just 15. There, or
yeah,
are there
you
more
see
rooms?
People running down. There's a room here.
Yeah, open that room.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. You open that room. You see there are bodies of clerics on the ground there.
Yeah, I want to go to them.
Okay. 25,
30.
Spirit Guardians does not go through doors, though, and walls. So kind of spilling out.
It's sort of.
We'll leave it there.
It's, yeah, it's with me, but not.
Yeah, but not quite getting everyone. Yeah, you see that there are what look to be.
Do they look dead?
Make a medicine check for me, real quick.
15 plus 7 is 22.
They look extremely dead.
Are they the ones that were mentioned before?
You don't recognize them as those individuals that were spoken about.
Okay.
But definitely clerics of Brigantia that are no longer alive.
Okay. I'm going to do a quick, like, and then duck out the room.
Excellent. That's all your movement to get there.
Oh, yeah.
You have to use an action if you wish.
How long do they look dead?
Don't know. You'd have to get right up on them. This is 6 seconds. 6 seconds you'd have to go down and assess them. That's up to you. Helping on deck?
More or less than 10 days, though.
You'd need to spend more time than just walking in a room for 6 seconds and going, huh. With that medicine check, you gather it'll be longer than like a minute, definitely out of revivify range.
Yeah, but.
But you, the difference
out
between.
Of raised dead range.
You know, two deads and five deads, 5 days.
I can come back still. I'm going to. Yeah, I'm just going to use my action to continue moving.
Excellent. If you want to go ahead and move, Agnar, 30 feet.
Yeah. Are there more rooms up
five,
that way?
10. No, that leads to the temple.
Great. Okay. So
15,
yeah.
20, 25, 30 to there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right in front of the...
the next door.
Excellent. You don't quite get to that door, unfortunately.
Yeah. And then
Bonus action. Spiritual weapon. Boop. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, that's a 10 to hit.
10 misses, unfortunately, as you try to boop him there. No such luck. That's going to bring us down to Alpin. Alpin is going to rush forward. Rushes forward. And if you want to move Alpin 30 feet out towards that, 5, 10, 20, 25, 30, the tunnel at the top there. Yeah. So maybe go around the outside. Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah,
he's 30. Also like looking to see if there's any other people in these caverns.
Yep, absolutely. There is one right that's standing up. There's one off to the side there if you want to stand that one right where it is. Yep, and take the other one and put it off to the right back here. Yep, there you go. Beautiful. That's what he would spot as he runs through.
And are they Kenku lizard folk?
They look to be lizard folk.
Lizard folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get to the entrance, kind of plant himself down. Put the spear in the ground, pull out his crossbow, and he's going to...
He doesn't have a shot on any of them right now.
Oh, he doesn't, eh?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, they're all
behind
around.
Rocky.
Okay, so he's going to plant himself there and still pull out his crossbow.
Yeah.
And then he's going to look over to the clerics and... I'll cover you!
Excellent.
And he's going to hold his action to any Kenku or any lizard folks that come within sight. Or that might try and attack him or the cleric.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. If you want to go ahead and move the clerics 30 feet towards him there, they are going to use their movement. You know what they're going to do? Nesh is going to look back at Azareth. No, she's concentrating on Agnar. Yeah, Nesh isn't going to do that. The clerics are going to run to Sir Alpin. 30 feet, 5, 10, 15, 20, 24, 30 in action. Another 30 feet. So basically, dump them all on the other side of him. Yeah. Excellent, excellent, excellent. As they run past, there would be noises, but you guys don't see or hear anything, unfortunately. Beautiful. That is going to bring us down to Force.
As I see these two things coming at me.
Yeah.
And they come around the corner, and I'm just going to start chanting and going... and it's going to look to them that I'm getting bigger and bigger and starting to like glow with the golden light of Arwen. And I'm going to start saying at them, "You strike me down in the name of Arwen. Well, guess what? His power's on my side." And I'm going to cast fear.
Mm-hmm.
Second level on those two creatures.
Yeah.
And awaken the sense of mortality in them that I could squish them. And so,
excellent.
The
excellent,
power
excellent.
Of the god. DC was 16 wisdom.
16 wisdom. Okay, excellent. Not the Kenku. Where are we? Oh, yeah. Ah, fucking hell.
He only rolls good against me.
16 on the die. That's why I've got Caleb here to make sure I'm not. 16 and a 19
that was
on the
a 2.
Dice.
It's because your god is angry.
You can come take a look. I haven't touched
Caleb, start.
Start bringing it up. 16 and a 19 on the dice for a total of 19, 20, 21, 22. And hang on, he might have a minus. No, plus two.
Yeah.
They look at you, they say, "Your lies betray you. Why would we be scared of something that cannot be truly itself?"
And then, let me just check with... Where is... there it is.
Whoop.
Then I'm going to look at Sharpen and be like, "None."
He's, yeah.
And just claws into my forearms and pull off my skin.
Yeah.
And into the great old one.
Shit. Excellent.
Oh, man, I got a front row seat to it, too. And
then, oh, God.
And I guess you'll be afraid of this, then.
As this, like, black mass of goo comes, filling the corridor.
Excellent. Excellent. Is that a...
bonus action.
Yeah, is that a... Do they need to make a save immediately for frightened?
Yes.
Excellent.
Forcing each creature of your choice within 30 feet of you to make a wisdom saving throw. Yes. So all three of them.
Yeah, you can get the Kenku as well. Absolutely. Oh, fuck. Kenku. Snake. Lizard. They all fail. What? 1, 7, 2. They all fail.
Well, I guess I'm going to turn to the great old one.
As you do that, they immediately reel back and they go, "This is not of Auron." And they kind of reel back from the inky tendrils that are kind of falling out from you. Excellent. Beautiful. That is going to bring us back around top of the round to Edorath. Edorath, you would come to.
Oh, you come too quick.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a compliment.
You would come as well. You would come to as this creature kind of runs out the door there, out to here. You would come to in this little room that kind of is torn apart at the side there, and you would see that there is a tabaxi that's just kind of laid a hand on you. And just kind of woken you up. Shh, all right, don't say fucking thing. I'll come back. Be quiet. Yeah. Where are we? Selena. You do guys your shit on you. Yeah, they just dumped you there and ready for the rest of the battle. Excellent. That would be technically what happens on your turn, but as you're kind of shaken awake, you would see that the tabaxi, the Arakorkra, are in there. Kind of one of them looks really badly like death's door, sort of exhausted. And yeah, that's what happens.
Wait, the tabaxi pulled him in?
The tabaxi put a hand on him and just woke him up.
Wait, were they the one that...
No, a lizard creature pulled him in.
Yeah. Right.
But he's been pulled in and he's just woken up and he's found himself surrounded. I was trying to do it in a cool narrative way, but...
Sorry. Cool, that's
all good. Like, are you still a lizard?
Yes, a 4'10" lizard.
I don't actually know it's you, so you have to make a saving throw as well.
Saving throw, please.
Which one is it?
16 wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you call out before, though?
I am talking, I don't know, but... I'll take it. I'll take the, 18.
Cool.
18.
You passed.
Beautiful.
Still freaky. Still a little like,
yeah,
being this close, because I only saw it happen before.
Absolutely. You come to with the tabaxi gently nudging you. You can see they're somewhat tied up, but they seem to be held a lot more filthy conditions than the other ones in the other room. Yeah, these are the ones that have just been dragged out from the mine, so... yeah, excellent. That's going to bring us down to Azoroth.
Yeah, feeling that Force was sort of liberal with that spreading of fear, kind of pull the necklace off.
Excellent.
Pocket in me like, silly.
Azoroth appears, but he appears like... you're 5 foot, aren't you?
I'm like 5, yeah.
He appears shorter than you.
Fuck. Finally actually looking up to you. And seeing that...
it's you. Apologize.
It's quite all right. Seeing Force kind of turn into this form and getting the sense that the creatures in the immediate area are kind of being tentative of approaching.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my movement to get closer to where Agnar is.
Yeah.
So 30 feet.
Go for it.
Right there. And then turning the corner, how many do I... Is it just two?
Yeah, you see... you would see two lizard folk running down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to bonus action, convert two sorcery points, gain a first level spell slot back.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to cast... Are they within 15 feet?
They look to be right 5, 10, 15 feet away from you.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another Rhymes Binding Ice.
Nice. Excellent. A twinned Rhymes Binding Ice. Oh, no, it's a cone. No,
just the...
Yeah.
The con 17.
Con 17. Both fail.
14 points of frost damage.
Nice.
Their speed is reduced to zero unless they break each other out.
Excellent. 14 points of ice damage as you...
And I'll look to, and I'll kind of turn my attention to Agnar and that sort of business that's happening.
Very nice. Very nice, very nice, very nice. That is going to bring us down to the leadership here. The first thing that's going to happen is that the...
They're frightened of me.
They are frightened of you, yeah.
And they can make a saving throw at the end of the turn.
Yes, so the first thing that's going to happen is that the lizard gentleman is going to, at that distance, just hiss out at you and say,
We'll deal with you later.
And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw as he drops a hurled person on you. Ooh. Attempts to.
That's a finally fucking rolled one. 18 plus.
Yeah.
A what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yeah.
2, so 20.
Excellent.
Saving throw. I always do that. Nope, plus 6, so 24.
Beautiful. He's going to hold his ground there, quite terrified. The snake boy in front of you is going to immediately... he's just going to reach out and try to bite you twice at disadvantage out of reflex, out of fear. the first is a big old 8. Boom, the second is a nat 1 as he bites on into you. Can you go ahead and give me a d4 of damage for the little spike at the end of your hammer?
1.
1 point of damage. Excellent. You do manage to pierce him and he hisses. He's going to stand his ground there. And the Kenku is going to whip around. Here we go. The Kenku whips around. It looks to have fear in its eyes. As it does, it is going to... Fourth level. 40 foot high cylinder. Nah. It is going to step 5. It is going to... Yeah, it's going to hurl out a magic missiles at you and then dart off. If you can move him 2 squares. Dude near the big orb. Back one.
Small
one. Two towards you. He's just going to hurl out a magic missile at you, Force. Just out of pure, like...
That hits.
That is, yeah. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points of force damage there.
Damn, you're all good on those.
As they hit you. Ducks around the corner there. That's going to bring us down to the rest of the baddies.
Do they make their... They can make their wisdom saving throws now.
Okay, excellent. Kenku. What's the saving throw? The
16
Kenku?
Wisdom.
15 for a 16. The lizard, 15... For a
17.
And the snake boy, 19 on the dice. Fuck me.
Damn.
Yep. Unfortunately, they all drop that fear. However, their turn
got around,
is
though.
Over.
You got around.
Yeah,
you got around.
I always forget frightened in D&D is pretty shitty. I always think frightened in Pathfinder where they have to drop everything and run.
Mm. Cause fear does do that. Does cause fear drop their weapons?
But I don't understand. It does, but yeah. Like, what's the difference between fear and fear?
So cause fear and fear, you'd have to look it up, but I think cause fear, they drop weapons. Fear, they don't. They're just afraid of you. The disadvantage on shit.
Frightened condition is slightly different than the spells that cause fear.
Yeah. However, two lizard boys come running towards you, Force. One of them is going to... creature of his choice within 10 feet. You're going to get a claw attack and a bite attack from the one that runs up to you. The other one, I'll say, is too trapped in the corridor to get in there.
Okay.
However, the bite's going to miss. The claw's going to hit for a 23. That is going to be 4, 5, 6, 7 points of slashing damage as it rakes into you there. As that hallway in front of Force is completely chock full of creatures. That brings us around to this side where these guys are going to dart forward to you.
Their speed is 0.
They're going to smash each other's eyes out.
That's their action.
And then 5, 10, 5, 10, and they're going to come up to you. Agnar, the guy right next to you, like reaches out to hit you. 14 plus.
Wait, before he does
that. Yeah, this is his saving throw.
Oh, that's his.
Yeah. 14 plus. 14, 15, 16,
17, 18.
Plus
4. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
18. Yeah, that passes. So give me that half damage.
Gonna take half.
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 Gosh, please. He's looking, you know, worn and torn, but not horrible.
Where's my... That is a total of 10 for half of 5.
5 damage. Excellent. Yeah, he's looking about half as good as he normally would. He reaches out and he's just going to take 3 bites at you. 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Chomp, chomp, chomp with these dirty fangs. Don't forget you have plus 2 to your AC. Yeah. Does a an 8 doesn't hit. Does a 16 hit?
Nope.
And does a 22 hit?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. You are just going to take 4 points of piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 points of poison damage as a big old snake person Ooh. Bites you. Perhaps the thing you fear most. Hissing at you there. Excellent.
And then I need to
make a con save.
Make a con save.
Yes, please. You just need to beat a 10.
Where's my dice? 12 Beautiful. Plus 15.
That will be a save. Bringing us down to your turn, Agnar.
He would, the first time he sees one, would release his held action, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is all out of your view, so I'm going to do all this behind the board.
Do what?
But Elpin?
Oh, do the
all this Elpin stuff here.
Sure. So it's just a crossbow shot.
Yep. Okay. One. Three.
He's holding the line. This is how he goes. Protecting the cleric.
Excellent. Sorry, for those in the audience, I'm making rolls behind the board for Alpin's Alpin getting attacked.
Alpin's last stand.
No.
Oh, and the bites hit as well.
He's got pretty good AC.
Yeah, I've already rolled on that, unfortunately.
The same AC as
you guys have armor.
Standing.
You can have Sir Alpin's armor after he's.
No,
that's not my aesthetic.
No, maybe he'll just back to his original.
Okay.
Not again.
That's right. I'm just marking
after
it without refreshing.
We have, yeah. You know,
excellent,
a bunch
excellent,
of
excellent. That is the all the lizard's turn. Sorry, now bringing us to Agnar.
Lovely. I am going to. Do I have any? Yes.
Yes, he just took.
Okay. He just took. What?
Nothing. I'm just trying to double check. I didn't mess up Elpin's damage there.
Elpin.
Yes, Elpin somewhere in the caves is dealing with 3 lizard folk as the crows leave. You are there. This pit Malison there, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to, knowing that I'm not super great close range, I am going to at the guy down the hallway with a guiding bolt.
Which guy, sorry?
The one who's running towards us.
Yeah, beautiful. Go ahead and give me an attack roll, please. This is just a this is a
level
another
one.
Lizardy folk.
Fuck that me, one. That
excellent.
One.
That guiding bolt flies down the hallway. It somehow finds purchase further down the tunnel, and kind of, and you would hear from down the end of the tunnel going,
"The fuck was that?
Fuck."
And that unfortunately.
Shit. Great. And bonus action, boop.
Boop, yeah, go ahead and give me a boop. Yeah, this guy's looking pretty hurt, but hanging in there.
10 plus 8 is 18 to hit.
Yeah, absolutely hits him.
Excellent. And my spiritual weapon that was just at a base level, which means just 1d8. Yeah. Aww. It's 4 points of force damage.
4 points of force damage. Excellent. As it boops this guy, is there anything else you want to do?
I'm going to keep moving.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You keep moving, brings us down to Alpin's turn, which brings us...
Physically keep moving.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, he will swipe at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. He will swipe out at you. As he swipes out at you, that's just going to be a 13 to hit you?
No.
Excellent. You run down the hallway there.
Yep. Towards the next door.
Next door there. Yep. As you crack open that door, you don't see anyone in this room, but you do see that there is a slight archway that leads into a second room in here.
Okay.
And that's it.
Is that all, that's all my movement?
Maybe. No, that's not your move. 5, 10, 15.
I'm going to hold here.
As you open up the doorway, don't forget to give us some theater of the mind flavor.
No,
well.
I am going
to
hang.
Hang out?
I am going to hang out for the minute just Beautiful. To try and use my.
Excellent. Yeah, you stand in the corridor. You see one guy running towards you. The pit Malison's kind of staring down at you, fangs bared. And as you look into that room, you do see possibly the legs of someone in high heels. You're not sure? Okay, thank you for yawning in the mic. Appreciate
that was
it.
A, ooh,
that is going to bring
not
us
a
down.
Yawn. That was a ooh.
That's Alpin's turn, followed by the cleric's turn. You would see flashes of light kind of emanating from that corridor force. But that's all you see. That's going to bring us back down to force. What would you like to do?
I saw Sir Alpin run down that way.
You saw Sir Alpin run down that way. You heard Azareth kind of tell him to go. You told him to go as well. That's all you would have seen. You would have seen him run. You would have seen the clerics run. You would have then just seen a bunch of light flashing from that area.
Cool. I'm going to run down that 30 feet. And as I'm going, I'm going to cast Aura of Vitality.
As you head towards Alpin?
Yes.
Excellent. You're going to get attacks of opportunity on you as you run. The first one is a miss. The second one is a cocked die. That'll probably miss. Where are we? 16 to hit you.
Yeah, that misses.
Beautiful. Two misses.
And then the shadow down the corridor.
Yeah.
Casting Aura of Vitality where I just like start sucking the shadows into me.
Excellent.
And bonus action. Do I see Sir Alpin?
Yeah, as you run down the corridor there, you see these three lizard folks over the top of Sir Alpin. You see that all three of them are glowing with guiding bolt energy, and Alpin is on the ground, down.
Oh, not nice.
Is he within 30 feet of me?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, I believe he is.
Excellent. Then for my bonus action, I'll give him 2d6 healing.
Excellent. Yeah. You did all of Vitality. Yeah, beautiful. Excellent.
6 points of healing.
6 points of healing. Beautiful. He jumps back up with 6 points. If you'd like to give Alpin, have Alpin up with 6 points and of healing and 1 point of exhaustion, please.
Shadow turtle, inky liquid shadow turtle. Tyrannosaurus scream.
Down the he stands back up. Beautiful. Alpin went down, up with 1 point of exhaustion, 6 points of healing. That is going to bring us down to Edorath. What would you like to do?
Gonna look up at the healer and go, thank you. We're here to help.
And then, right.
Sort of in a pool of my own blood, I'm gonna dip the sword into it and invoke Fury of the Tide.
Okay.
So the blood's gonna sort of creep up Serana.
Yeah.
And then almost turn into an iron like mist.
Ooh. On
it, and then I'm gonna pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then do I see you?
You see the door open. You see Agnar standing in the doorway, kind of like, trying to figure out whether friend or foe in there.
Ah, beautiful. Go around this way.
Wait, right, we can heal you. Oh, fuck's sake. You get up. You run out. Run around the corner there.
Yep. And then I'm going to slash this guy twice in the back.
Excellent. You look, Agnar, you see Edorath running from around the corner, running to the back of this other creature. Right. And as he runs in, he looks very badly hurt.
25. Yeah.
Excellent. Go ahead and swipe.
Swipe, swipe. Ooh, 12 and a 17.
A 17 will hit him.
Okay. So he will take 11 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to fling him into this wall.
Excellent, yeah.
And he'll take an extra 2 damage as he hits the wall.
Okay, beautiful. Hits the wall there. As he hits the wall, winces. Spirit Guardians all over him. Is there anything else you want to do? No, he hasn't had a turn on it yet. No, and make sure you're on mic as well, please. Thank you.
Is that the first time he moved into it?
No, he took it when he went in first time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you moved him into it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because was he in the thing?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
In it. For the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a 13 for his wisdom save.
That is a fail.
Excellent. Go ahead and roll your damage there. Anything else you want to do, Adarath?
I'm just going to look at Agnar, real haggard.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Seven plus anything?
Nope. Excellent. Nope. That'll bring us
seven
down.
7 points of
excellent.
Radiant.
The spirit guardians whip into him. Azareth, what would you like to do?
All right. Looking down the hallway and seeing Force kind of duck into the tunnels and seeing all the leadership nicely nicely together.
Except for the Kenku, yeah.
I'm going to cast Fireball right in the middle of where they all are.
Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent.
Ba-do-ba-do-boo. 20 foot.
It might still get the Kenku.
I think it does.
Well, yeah, probably, if it curls around the corner.
Probably aim it at the back wall, so it just all the blast kind of comes out their way.
Yeah, absolutely.
56.
Excellent, well, excellent, excellent.
He means this, yeah, like that.
Yeah, which would be forward a tiny bit more, but yeah, that's okay. That's good. That's good. Leave it here. Excellent. Dex saving throws from all of them.
Yes, Dex 17.
Okay, so that's a fail for one of them. That's a pass. That's a fail. That's a fail. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Kenku is the pass. Okay. Lizard, Yuan Ti and Lizard fail. Big Boss Lizard and Kenku pass.
30 points of fire damage.
30 points of fire damage. Excellent.
15.
31.
And...
15. Kenku, 15. Fireball goes off. Little lizard dudes are looking not great, but hanging in there.
I am going bonus action. I'm not yet. No, I'm going to. Yeah, I'm just going to kind of stay where I'm at and just kind of getting ready to face these two that are in front of me.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. As you get ready to face the two that are in front of you, the Yuan Ti is going to dart 5, 10. No, he's going to go after Force. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. And he's going to fire out some spectral fang at you there, Force.
Okay.
Two lots of spectral fang. That's not great. The highest is a 13.
Miss.
Beautiful. If you want to go ahead and move the lizard individual, he is going to run past his friends there. He's already used that. He's going to look down the hallway at Azareth. And he's going to say, "You freeze." And he's going to cast Hold Person on you, Azareth. If you'd like to make a wisdom save.
I'm going to counterspell.
Beautiful. That will be, yeah, excellent. You counterspell and you cut that spell off at the knees there. Go ahead and mark that off. He is going to continue running down towards you, though. If you'd like to take him 30 feet towards you. Excellent. Absolutely.
No, because he'd already moved.
Thank you very much. And then the Kenku is going to come around the corner. If you'd like to bring him around the corner, he's going to... he is going to step around to there, and he is going to... he is going to chirp something, and you watch as Harsuma says, I know the clerics, I know. He's going to turn and go after Force. Excellent. He is going to... fuck it. He's going to Misty Step right next to Force there. And that's going to be his movement and bonus action. And he's going to... That's all he's going to do. Where are we? Misty Step. There it is. Mark that off. Excellent, excellent, excellent. He's right beside you, Force, looking up at you. That's going to bring us down to the rest of the baddies. These guys are going to run 30 feet towards Azareth. You can bring them towards there, please, Herc. We'll see if they make it. Not that guy. The two there, yeah. Excellent. Let's just go ahead and use their action as well.
Woo!
To get right up on... Azareth there. So if Azareth tries to get away, he'll be in trouble. However, two of them are going to swipe out at you twice. Once again, a bite and a swipies. The bite hits this time with a, or might hit this time, with a 19.
I am going to shield.
Excellent. Nat 20 on the second one, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Did I do a reaction? What was my last reaction?
You like counterspell.
I did counterspell.
Yep. Yep. So two bites are going to hit. One of them's a nat 20. Oh, boy. You are going to take... Oh, that's good. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 points of piercing damage as they chomp into you. The other two getting ready to chomp you if you try to run away. The one... the pit individual is going to make a wisdom save against your spirit guardians. That is a... As he turns to run towards you there, that is a 16?
Oh, yeah.
Meets okay, so half damage there. Excellent.
Ooh.
You're okay. On fire today with your rolls.
17, so he's going to take 8.
8 damage? Points. Excellent. He's looking pretty hurt at this point. And he is going to just... he's just going to make 2 spectral fang attacks. Oh, no, he's going to bite you twice because he likes your taste. Mm. Runs to you. He's going to take 2 chomps against you. One is going to be a 14 to hit you.
Nope.
And the other is going to be a 24 to hit you.
Yep. I'm poisoned as well.
You are poisoned.
Aren't I?
So the first one hits. No, you have disadvantage. Sorry. You have disadvantage on your attacks and ability checks.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you are going to take 4, 5, 6, 7 points of piercing damage and 9 points of poison damage. 7 and 9.
Okay.
As it bites into you.
7 damage.
As it bites into you. Damage.
And does my spiritual weapon get an attack of opportunity?
Nope.
Okay.
Unfortunately. As the other one moves towards Edorath and is going to do a chomp and a swipe.
Oh, he gets...
Yeah, absolutely. That's a 19 on the dice.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
That saves, 6 points.
6 points. He's looking pretty badly hurt at this point. However, he is going to lash out in his almost death and try to hit you for a 12 and a 13.
Nope.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
2 swipes. As he tries to swipe out at you, thinning the herd there, force, you would watch... As Sir Alpin gets back up, that doesn't hit, but an 23 to hit Sir Alpin with a slash there. Sir Alpin is going to take 4 points of slashing damage.
Ooh, still up.
The second one is going to bite out at him for a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 to hit him.
No.
Excellent. Hit. And the third one's going to miss with a nat 1 and miss with an 8. So, Alpin, if you want to go ahead and roll your spear damage at one of these guys.
Yeah.
With advantage because he is lit up.
It's an attack or just damage?
Oh, just damage. Yeah, damage. Just damage. Yeah.
Nice. 9.
9 points of damage. Excellent.
He sort of puts the shield up for the one that's tries to bite him, and then he kind of just thrusts to the one next to him.
Excellent. Before he pierces them. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is going to bring us down to Agnar. What would you like to do with Sir Alpin on deck?
This dude is right here. I'm going to bonus action move my spiritual weapon.
Yep.
Yeah, to boop.
Boop him on the head there.
But now I have disadvantage.
On your attack rolls, yes.
11 plus 8 is 19 to hit.
A 19 will hit.
Excellent.
Nice.
Hit that funky thing. That's the worst 1 plus 3 seen. Is 4 points of force damage.
Excellent. He's pretty bloodied, that guy.
Und then...
As you whop him in the back of the head.
I'm going to I'm going to head in the room.
Excellent. You head in the room. He is going to swipe out at you.
Yeah.
As you head into the room there. That's going to be a miss as you step into the room there.
Excellent. And I'm going to yeah, go into these friendos. Are yeah. they tied up? Or?
You would step in. You would see that the tabaxi has kind of picked, Selena's picked their rope with their nail there. Mm-hmm. And as they look at it, they say, Agnar, where the fuck have you been?
Well, I'll explain later.
Right.
That went a bit Irish.
You did? I am. Gonna look and say, Polly's not looking too good. And you look and you see the parrot on the ground looking very bad. Yeah, full size parrot.
Great. I'm going to use channel divinity preserve life.
Preserve, yeah. Excellent.
And I'm going to divide 45 hit points between everybody that I can see.
Excellent. Yeah, all the clerics there. Polly comes back to life, looks at you with these very beautiful kind of white feathers and yellow kind of more of like a cockatoo kind of look, actually. Just gonna go, thanks, Agnar!
That's okay. So they all get...
Maybe I'll be able to find my cousin, Cotton-Eye Joe!
Of course they would be cousins, wouldn't they?
That poses a lot of questions.
So yeah, it's 45 hit points divided in between them.
Beautiful.
Up to half of their hit point maximum.
Excellent. So that would be up half, pretty much.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. That would each be up at 6 to 6 is 12. So 18 hit points each. 36 hit points. Half of that is 18.
Cool, but it's 45 total.
That'll do. Cool. We're not going to sit here and do math. We're a podcast. We're not a fucking math thing. Excellent.
I thought this was a math show.
No.
Cool, that's my...
I'm trying to get it.
That's my turn. Along. That's nice. My turn.
If it was a math show.
They all kind of pop up and look at you and start to waddle over with their rope and stuff tied around their ankles, but they seem very happy to see you. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Sir Alpin.
Sir Alpin, noticing that he's being surrounded... this sort of aggressive nature that's kind of been creeping into his, back into his life is full force on, and he's going to do a bonus action, fighting spirit, gain 5 temporary hit points and gain advantage. And he's going to attack, the one that looks like it's the weakest.
Just the only one that's been, hurt more than the others would be the one that he got that quick attack on.
Yeah. He'll try and finish the job.
Go ahead.
Are they glowing? Does he get advantage?
He gets advantage because he did fighting spirit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I already had advantage.
Not on the one you already hit, though.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
14.
14. I believe that just hits, maybe.
Ooh.
No, that just missed.
Damn it.
Looking for a 15.
Ooh.
He swipes out.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Looks at Force. Looks at the clerics. He says... Turns back to the clerics. He says, run! Force and I will hold them off.
But if you could spare some healing, that'd be great.
He's
my character too.
He wouldn't say that.
He'd That's be true, he wouldn't.
Very heroic.
He's in his, yeah.
Yep.
Michael wanting
That's
to
Michael
alive.
Wanting to stay alive. Yeah. Excellent. That's going to bring us down to the clerics. Here's what's going to happen. Those guys are still locked up, unfortunately, but the guys running down the hall there are going to continue to run, but they're going to throw 3 guiding bolts back. One hits, second one will hit as well. They're almost out of spells. Like, they haven't been... yeah, all 3 hit.
Boof, boof, boof.
So. 10, 15 to one of them. 9, 14 to another one of them.
God damn.
And, what was he? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to another. Are you watch as the one that you hit is instantly kind of burnt in radiant energy. Yeah, kill that one. And then the other 2 are hit.
Jolly good show.
And they're looking really
Everyone
badly hurt.
Sir Alpin. Just throw your voices in there, guys.
They're looking really badly hurt. And Alpin kind of looks back and gives them a nod and goes, go! And they're going to continue to run as Nesh and the rest continue to run. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Force. Kenku right beside you.
Okay, then. With this Kenku appearing next to me and Sir Alpin up, I'll first of all bonus action. Don't heal Sir Alpin. He's got 2 in front of him. I'll probably heal myself in this state, so I'll give myself 2d6.
Absolutely.
That's 8. But from the colossal creature's shadows.
Nice. Very nice.
8. Healing Bumi. Heal. Great. And then I'm going to take 2 attacks at the Kenku in front of me.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me 2 attacks at the Kenku.
Now is your time to die.
Fuck.
One is a 17 to hit.
Shield to block that.
The other one misses.
Okay.
The shield takes spell slots for somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
A reaction spell.
Reaction and a spell slot.
And then I'm going to charge at towards Sir Elpin and like go next to him.
Excellent. As you charge away.
Sir Elpin.
That's just going to be a...
not this.
No, you're not going to react. Excellent. You charge towards Sir Elpin.
Anyway.
Hey?
You already reacted anyway.
That's true. Yeah. You run forward. You're kind of stopped by that guy there. Do you wish to attack or anything? Or
I can't.
Beautiful.
Use my 2 actions.
Okay, beautiful. Excellent. As you run forward there, that's going to bring us back around top to Edirioth.
I'm going to hit the dude in front of me with my sword.
Go for it.
First, I'm just going to hit him once to see what this does.
Excellent.
16.
16 hits.
13 to 13 damage.
Yeah, that'll take him out.
The wall for 15.
Yeah, that'll take him out. Absolutely. He is disintegrated, smashed against the wall.
And then I'm going to whip out the gun.
Yeah.
And can I do a called shot on big guy's head? Can I try to do a headshot?
Yeah, absolutely. Headshot. Yeah.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Double headshot.
Kill. Come on, get the double kill.
Double kill. Double kill. Triple kill.
So
triple
just,
headshot.
Just regular
roll.
Kill streak.
25.
25. I'll say that the bullet hits him in the head. Yeah.
He'd sit that side of the table. That's where all the luck is.
True.
Fuck. 5 points of damage.
Okay. 5 points of damage.
I'd be better off just stabbing
him. As you shoot him, 5 points of damage, you kind of rock him in the temple there, and he kind of clutches his head, hisses at you.
Well, that didn't work as much as I thought it would. 5, 10, 15, and I'll do bonus action, hit him with the sword.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The scimitar speed.
Go for it.
That was so close to a natural 20, but it's not. That is a 12.
12 misses, unfortunately. As you swipe out at him.
Fuck.
Opens his fangs. That's going to bring it down to Azareth. What would you like to do?
Azareth.
You got 4 guys around you.
Azareth.
Yeah.
Azareth.
Yeah.
Come join us.
I'm going to, as a...
Good.
Oh, yeah. As a... I don't know where I want to go. As a reaction... As a bonus action, I'm going to Misty Step.
Nice.
Misty Step.
Beautiful.
Which way do I want to go?
Up to you. You can go anywhere here, anywhere there, anywhere.
You would have heard the gunshot.
Yeah.
Where you going?
I want to draw them off. I'm going to go... Yeah, I'm gonna go to where Edirath is. It's kind of
there.
Bamp there.
One of those two.
Yes, just
corner?
Straight back. Yeah, in the corner. turn around and.
Hello.
Which one out of the 4 in the front looks like
1, 2, 3, 4? These.
Are they all like the same kind of?
They're all the same kind of. Yeah, lizard creature. Yeah, the highest ranked one's the dude right in front of you right now. The big, bulky looking. Snake boy.
The one at the back? Or the one... Oh, that guy.
And then the one at the back is Hasuma. The guy that ordered you to be captured.
Yeah, and I'm going to cast my Ray of Frost.
Oh,
at,
no, I'm expecting.
At which one?
Well, I can't... That's, I can only do cantrips. Well, no, it's just because I used the spell. The guy just straight down the middle, like the... Yeah.
Yeah, just one of the lizard dudes. Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna do 20s.
Oh, fuck.
16?
16.
Oh.
I believe a 16 hit.
Oh. Is that 15 in early?
16 will hit, yeah.
Woo!
Right. 2d8. And their speed is reduced by 10.
Beautiful.
12.
12 points of damage. Nice. Speed reduced by 10. Excellent. As the Ray of Frost shoots out.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of run down next to Edorath and just kind of slide in place and be like, there's a shit ton more coming.
Oh, fuck me.
You look like shit, too. And I'm just going to be there with...
Excellent.
With Edorath.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. This is going to bring us to... Ah, man. Y'all. We'll start with the lizard guy in close. He has tried that. He's tried that. He's going to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, run past his teammates there. He is then going to...
Atsuma!
10, 15, 20, 25. Get right up close to you, Azareth. They're both in the hallway there. Actually, yeah. That's what he's going to do. As he gets right in your face there, he says, you're not going anywhere. The Kenku is going to dart forward. No, the Kenku's going to stay where it is, but it is going to... Not got a lot of spell slots left. He's got some fourth. He can't really do much with them, though. He is going to drop a...
That's a radius thing. Just get held up.
That's fireball radius right there.
He's going to watch.
Can't really do much with my spell slots. I'm going to drop a fireball. Casual.
No, not a fireball. Can you go ahead and place that over Force and his... Keep going. Keep the Kenku out of it. This way.
Keep the Kenku out of this.
Kenku's going to run just to the side here. Boop. Yep, to get a line of sight on the end of the corridor there. He's then going to drop. You guys feel a cold, sudden cold come over. As this sudden cold comes over, you would feel this ice storm start to... I need dexterity saving throws from you guys, please.
It's not going to do well for me either.
It's not going to help for his health.
I got a 9 dex.
Oh, out of the box.
That one.
Fuck!
What's the little plus mean on my thing?
Advantage? Plus, yeah.
Plus two when not in...
Yeah, no, it does all that.
Oh, is it right. your shield master, right?
Yeah.
If you succeed, you can...
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah,
I got a 6. Shit out. Six?
Natural one.
Okay. You're both going to take 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh!
He's at zero.
Yeah. and oh, now you're 11, down. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 points of cold damage on top of that.
But you said you couldn't do much with your spells.
Yeah, no. That's why I...
You lied.
I lied.
7 plus
I was
18.
Saving them. 7 plus 18, yeah.
I lied.
As that bursts down, you watch as his two lizard folk drop. So Alpen drops.
Yeah.
So Alpen drops. How's Force looking?
It's bad, but still up.
Excellent. So can you knock the two bad guys down as well? And remove that radius, please. as it bursts down, the Kenku just kind of chirps like a little like in a weird kind of like cooing gesture there. And then the Yuan Ti is going to step forward as well. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You bring him right over the top of Force there. He is just going to...
This could be it.
He's just going to look at you and say... He's going to look at you and say...
A bunch of clerics and a bunch of diamonds.
We'll be sure to let the church know of your involvement.
Shit. goes to bite you once. And kind of hits your shell.
For fuck's sake.
Shadow, just hold on to it.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. That's going to be a... No, that's not... That's score 15 to hit you.
Miss!
Tries to bite you twice. misses. That's gonna bring us down to the baddies.
Still alike.
They are all gonna run down the corridor. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I'll say, you know, movement and action.
Concentration.
Yeah.
What's my
5, Jacob? 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. They're gonna use the action, movement and action to just literally surround you guys. And this guy's gonna stand here. Excellent. They are going to be pretty much surrounding you. Sorry, Luke, what was that?
What would my concentration check be?
What was the total amount of damage you took?
25.
So it would be 12.
12.
12 is your concentration, so yeah.
Do I add anything?
Just a con save. It's a flat con save.
Now I'm... My aura of vitality is gone.
Ah, fuck's sake. Okay. The aura drops. Yeah, it's half the damage or 10, whichever is higher. Okay. As the rest of the lizard folk use their movement and actions to surround Edorath and Azareth, you can see Force opens down behind you. Agnar, you're there with clerics. You can hear movement from down the tunnel that's being excavated. You're not sure where the other clerics have gone, Nesh and the rest. That is going to bring us down to Agnar. Immediately, Selena looks at you and says, "What about Nesh? Nesh and the rest?"
I think they're going towards the tunnel.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And I told Nesh to call me if anything's, you know, and she hasn't. So.
You got bird seed in your mouth.
I'm just having a little snack.
Okay.
I eat when I'm nervous.
I am going to. Exit, I think, out the back door.
Yeah.
Here.
Are you gonna free any of your other friends? We'll leave that for Selena. Up to you.
That would be an action,
it
wouldn't
it? It would be, yeah.
Yeah. Selena's hands free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. I'll cover you from out here. You get everyone. Free it up.
Right.
So I'm going to, yeah, come. How much movement have I done already?
5, 10, 15 to get to there.
15, 20, 25, 30.
You see a mass of baddies here. Yeah.
Boop. Yep, and I'm going to, because I totally forgot that I had this.
love to hear that.
Fuel spell. Yeah.
Everybody takes a long rest in
immediately.
2 seconds.
Oh, I'm going to get my fry pan again and boof the back of the head.
Okay, of one of them. Yeah.
Of one of them.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's a 6. Plus
that'll hit, yeah.
Something or other.
Absolutely hits. Looking for a 15.
Oh yeah, plus 8 because it's magical. No, it's not magical. Whatever it is,
it hits.
It hits. Yeah, 19. Okay, great. And then I'm gonna add a D8 of divine strike.
Yes,
to that because I totally forgot I had that.
Give me damage.
1d6. Okay. So. That is 0 points of frying pan and...
But your minimum's always one, isn't it?
Is it?
If it has a minus one, no, unfortunately.
Yeah, and 7 points of radiant.
7 points of radiant is good, though. Excellent. Turns around and spots you.
Yep.
Excellent. Anything else you want to do?
Bonus action, now that I can kind of see my spiritual weapon, I'm going to...
Bonk it down on the same guy?
Yeah, bunk it down on the same guy.
So nice,
he's
go for it.
Had some.
Yeah, he's looking real badly hurt.
Oh shit! I should have rolled that with disadvantage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll one more.
Roll this with
please. Yeah. It was the first one.
That'll still hit.
Yeah. It was 11 plus 3.
Still hits. Excellent.
Okay, and then now
disadvantage
this is
for
my
this one as well.
Switch weapon. 10 plus 8, 18 to
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, definitely hits. Go ahead and give me your D8 of squashy damage as it. What? How? How do you that's twice you've rolled that like that, like got it caught on your finger and rolled a one.
I know, it's not.
I don't know how you're letting it get caught on your finger.
It's not, so hands. That's four.
Four damage.
4 points of force damage.
Excellent. Yeah, he's on the brink and it looks and says, "Take her out." Excellent.
That's all.
Excellent. That's going to bring us down to Sir Alpin. I'm going to go ahead and roll a death saving throw here behind the board.
No!
Excellent. Bringing us down to our clerics.
So it wasn't a natural 20?
It wasn't a natural 20, no. Behind the wall here, the clerics are kind of freed and hushed and shuffled out. You would see them coming out the back door there. As they come out the back door, they glance back and they see the lot of you kind of... surrounded. Agnar there. As they're there, they hear footsteps coming from down the tunnel, running towards them. Two of them are just going to turn around and they're just going to hurl guiding bolts at the two other guys either side of you. One's going to miss, one's going to hit. And the guy to the right of you takes 11, 12, 13 points of radiant damage. He's looking bad, but not hurt at all. Not dead at all, sorry. As these two get hit, this guy gets hit, you hit him, that guy's fine. And the clerics are standing there very tired, but holding their ground. Can someone deal with that, please?
Well, at least we're not pacifists.
down the other way, Force.
Dance.
Yes. Down the other way, Force. You hear footsteps stop. You hear a lot of whispering. You're going to watch as Nesh comes flying through. What are you doing, Michael?
Losing my shit.
Nesh comes flying through. Comes flying through all the way through to you, Force.
Yeah.
Slaps a hand on you and says, "Don't die." It's going to cast Death Ward on you real quick. As the other two come running out, they are just going to shoot a Guiding Bolt each. This is the end of their spell slots, unfortunately. And they're both going to go for the Yuan-T. Fuck, one's a nat 20, one misses. The nat 20 that hits the Yuan-T is going to do...
Whoa!
6, 12, 18, 19... 33 points of damage to the Yuan-T.
Gonna knock him over? Dad yells, reaching out to the figurine to knock him over. They haven't been hit yet. I don't think that's gonna kill him.
They have been hit.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, you hit them.
Yeah. They've had 30 points of damage done to them so far.
Diggity.
So with another 30 on top, they're looking really badly hurt. Really badly hurt with that crit. They are now glowing as well. And for the first time, you see the Kenku kind of go... that is going to be the cleric's turn. She turns to Sir Alpin and says, "There's not much we can do for him. We kind of went all out with the fighting. We can spare the dying, though, so don't worry." And that is going to bring us down to Force. Yuan-T beside you immediately with 30 points done with the fireball, 30 or so points done, and another 30 or so points done, looking very, very, very badly hurt, and is instantly like, "No, we can talk about this. Be reasonable. Don't make any snappy decisions."
With a low rumble of thunder.
"Time to be eviscerated in the name of the old one."
Roll that advantage in the hammer.
Yep.
18 or 19.
That'll definitely hit.
And then it's one-handed, so it's a D8.
Yes, it is.
6 plus 2, and I'm going to pump in a smite.
Hold on to that smite and tell me how you handle this creature.
Nice.
I'm just with the...
Give him to Michael.
Hammer down and the shadows ink trailing down. It smushes down. He gets covered in the shadows and just like... melts down into a puddle of goo.
Excellent.
As he gets sucked up into me.
Melted down into a puddle of goo. Anything else you want to do, Force?
Can I take a step forward and do my other attack?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can step to the Kenku.
Step up and like,
"You're done."
Because I can't do lay on hands unless I have my action. So sadly, I've got to die.
Yeah.
But I don't know what death ward is. 18 plus whatever it is.
Yeah, not even a shield will help that as you strike down on the
it's
Kenku.
It's actually not that much of a plus. I'll check.
Kenku's looking not great either.
It's an 18 plus, I think, 6.
Yeah, so, okay, that'll do.
Cool.
Yeah.
24. Nice. One-handed again. So let's go with the... it's a 2 plus 2, 4.
4 points of damage. Yeah, the Kenku is looking pretty...
Oh, wait. It's D6. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
3 damage.
The Kenku is looking pretty badly hurt at this point.
Oh, no, it was an 8. Sorry. An 8.
The Kenku is looking pretty badly hurt at this point.
And then, I don't know my bonus action to heal. So, but anything bonus action I can do? I can compel duel with a bonus action.
Say,
to the death.
EC 16 wisdom.
That's a 19 on the top.
Sang.
So sorry. So I have Caleb here to verify for me, but man, those dice are rolling hot. Excellent. Excellent. That is going to bring us back around top to Edorath. You are here. You can see that two of these guys are looking bad. This guy's looking bad. This guy's looking pretty damn fine. The leader, a guy behind him, hasn't been hurt either.
Pretty damn fine.
Yeah. You can hear the sounds of people running this way from down the corridor.
Okay, I'm going to do my original plan. Not going to do anything fancy.
Okay.
I am going to... You know what? I'm going to use my bonus action.
Yeah.
To harness divine power.
Uh-huh.
To regain a second level spell slot.
Beautiful.
I'm going to sort of take in a deep breath of the mist that's coming off my sword.
Yeah.
Sort of pull my focus for a moment. And then I'm going to hit these two.
Which two, sorry?
The two big guys.
Two big guys? Excellent. Yeah. Go ahead and hit the guy on your left first in front of you.
That one's going to be a 24.
Absolutely hits. And tell me how you handle that guy because he's on the brink as it is.
On the brink.
The enormous pit creature that's been pummeled by Agnar.
I'm going to stand there sort of taking a deep breath of the mist and grab Serana with both hands and just sort of jump and slash at this guy. And then his body's just going to fly back and just splatter against the wall.
Excellent.
And then I'm going to land and I'm going to sort of golf club swing up the other guy to...
Yeah, go for it.
His jaw. That's only a 12!
Misses, unfortunately, as you hit his hide. You scrape down him.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Azeroth right next to him. Yeah, go pay. Yeah.
So I am going to. I'm going to quicken spell. So Azeroth will kind of just manipulate some shadow with his hands, and then he's going to grab the lizard folk right in front of him.
Big guy,
and I'm going to cast Blight.
Oh, spicy. Yeah.
Like Constitution Blight. 17.
Con 17. Excellent. Plus 2 to this dice roll. That is a 6.
That's a fail.
I just roll shit. I roll good for you and no one else.
That's 8d8.
Can't win.
That's all right. It's story.
It is, yeah.
28 points of 28. Necrotic damage.
Nice. 28.
And the shadows will kind of just like seep into his ears and his nose and his eyes.
I know how to math. No. There we go. Beautiful. Excellent. 28. Big old hit. He's looking worn and torn with that. As the necrosis whips down him.
Yeah. That was a bonus action because it quickened spell.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of sneak through Edorath and the lizard folk.
Excellent.
But I'm gonna disengage.
As an action?
Yeah, as my
beautiful
action.
Excellent. So 5. Yeah? Where else you going? 10. Oh. 15.
Yeah, I'll take
20.
Yeah, I'm gonna Yeah, I'll move just to the square to the right and up there.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm going to use all my movement to get as far as way.
Yeah, you can get around the corner if you want.
Well, not that, like down the hallway. Yeah, there.
5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30. Kind of duck diving, dip weaving. Dodging.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's going to be my turn.
Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the guy in front of you, Edorath. He is going to frustrated turn and tell this guy to run after him. After you. He is going to look at you and open his mouth. And as he opens his mouth, a large spectral jaw appears around you. He's going to use one of his big guns. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Please. I'm good at those. I'm okay at those.
Did you get an advantage for some reason?
Oh. You don't have your plus 4 anymore.
As this.
Oh! Natural 20!
Okay. You are going to take half this damage.
That's a lot of dice.
Save me.
As it sinks its teeth around you.
That was a lot of dice.
That was a lot of dice.
Is that D6s? Yeah.
That's only 16 damage, halved to 8.
Oh, I'm still up.
How badly did you roll?
As he chomps on you, he is going to then, he is going to make a wisdom save and take that. That's a nat 1. If you want to go ahead and roll your spirit guardian's damage, please.
Guardians.
Danielle.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me get this shit out of the way.
Yes.
And he is going to step away from you. You get an attack opportunity if you wish. No, he's going to stay there. He's going to stay right there.
Did you fail or succeed?
Failed, yep.
Amazing. So it's a 9 points
nice.
Of radiant.
Nice. He's looking
damage.
Very badly hurt there.
Move, I fucking dare you.
Very badly
fucking
hurt.
Fucking dare you move.
He's not going to move. The Kenku is going to make
oh,
one.
Where's my...
That's right.
That.
Just leave it out the way because I got to move stuff.
Okay, something. They also yeah. have half their speed.
Yeah, they haven't had their turns yet. Yeah, yeah. The Kenku... I won't be a dick.
Go for it.
Okay.
A dick.
The Kenku is going to burn. Last one.
Oh, no.
Okay. And he is going to just one more ice storm. One more ice storm, and it's going to hit Nesh and Sir Alpin.
Oh, that yep. is a dick move.
It's going to hit Nesh yeah. and Sir Alpin. Sir Alpin Sir is Alpin. Going to fail a death save straight away. Oh, I'll mark that down.
He wasn't brought up. Like, stabilized.
Nope.
Oh, because she was about to. Next turn.
I don't know what Excellent. His... You did it.
I will do that as well. He needs... if you want to make a... he's already made a save. If you want to make a... you can please make a dex saving throw for me.
I have a question.
Yeah?
These two types of damage, do they all happen at once?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. One big type of damage. Nesh failed her save.
I failed my save.
Fuck. Okay. So...
Sorry, it wouldn't have mattered. I would have had to use the death word anyway.
Alpin saves a death saving throw. Fails a death saving throw. This is going to be interesting. Okay. Nesh takes 8, 9, 10, 11 points of bludgeoning damage. And 10, 11, 12, 13. 11 and 13 is 24.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. 24 points of damage. Plus,
I'm back
death
to
ward, you yeah. come back up. Alpin fails a death saving throw. You watch as Nesh is just still up. Looking very badly hurt. The Kenku is then going to kind of ruffle its feathers as like a fuck you and is not going to move. It's going to stay there. Like, well, if this is my death, this is my yes. death.
Going down swinging.
And that is going to bring us down to the other creatures. They will make real quick wisdom saving throws.
Do
you want to pop that thing back on? That's a fail on the left. It's a fail on the middle. It's a fail on the right. All three in front of you fail.
Great. So I roll just one for all of them.
What are you doing? What are you trying to cheat?
I don't know where it was.
Thank you. Excellent. And big guy already made his.
Just one roll for
one
all of
roll.
Them?
Yeah.
Great. That is 14, 19 points.
These two.
That was great.
As those two are killed, the other one is going to turn around and it's going to slash at Edirath. That is a 15, I believe.
Just hits.
Let me double check. Might be a 14.
If that was still computer. Just hit.
My fucking computer moves. Oh, yeah. Well, and the other one is a hit, a 12 on the dice. So a 17 yeah. as well. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You are going to take, as it chomps down on you, you are going to take, the claw attack is going to be 4 points of slashing damage.
Oh, I'm still up.
The bite attack's going to be 12 points.
And I'm down.
Not anymore.
As you go down.
No, I'm only 2 levels in rogue. I am a multi-class nightmare. I don't have the good things of any of my classes yet.
As you go down, this guy is going to 5, 10, 15, 20, run to you. Azareth is going to make 2 attacks on you. That is going to be a 14.
Nope.
And a nat 1.
Fuck me.
No luck. Can you
roll like this?
I would be dead. But if he was rolling like he rolls for you, I would be on my fourth character.
That is going to bring us, that is going to bring us down to Agnar. You can see that Edirath has gone down. This guy's looking pretty bad. This guy's looking pretty bad. That guy was looking fine. You hear noises. Your friends are about to come join you. What would you like to do?
Okay. I am going...
Alpin. Alpin on deck.
Oh, oh no.
Boy, Alpin on deck.
Oh no, I feel like that's two fails.
Oh yeah.
I feel like we're being generous. I think he's down to get two. It's supposed to be two.
No, melee attacks while you're down. Take two, but everything else is just one.
He rolled one and then he failed one.
Yeah. Yeah. If someone stabbed him, that would be two deaths.
Okay, I'm going to bonus action healing word, Edera.
Excellent. Go ahead and roll your healing word. What do you say? Silly.
Come on, swear at me. Come on.
Get back. Let's
go. Stupid cunt.
just. God. I hope this is a learning moment.
Excellent.
And that's going to be 1d4 plus 6.
Excellent.
4 plus 6 is great.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Seven.
Seven. Bring yourself up seven. Give yourself a point of exhaustion.
And that's... first level, yeah. So then I give myself 2 points healing.
My old friend.
Wait,
I'm gonna get you to do the.
Yeah, it's just 2 points.
Don't make me do it.
We can get mad.
Anything else you want to do there, Agnar?
Why would he do that to me?
With my bonus healing for myself, because it's a little confusing because it has blessed healer and then it also lists like life domain.
Yeah.
Are they separate 2 points or is it just...
No, it's all added together.
Yeah. I was like, this is weird. Cool.
It should be Amazon.
Yeah. And then I'm going to... with my fry pan, the one that's closest.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me an attack roll, please.
No. It was disadvantage anyway, so... tits. and that one.
You're going to take 3 points of slashing damage as it reaches out and kind of claws along your arm there. Anything else you want to do as you try to swipe out with a nat one?
Nope.
Beautiful. That is going to bring us down to Sir Alpin. Herc, can you look the other way? Caleb, if you'd like to pick a dice. Danielle, if you could look the other way. Pick a dice, Caleb. Any dice.
Go on, Caleb. Roll like Jake rolls against me.
Straight face. Okay. Thank you.
Caleb.
All right. Caleb, you
how do you kill a character?
Excellent. That is going to bring us down to the clerics.
No, everyone's looking at me.
Because you look so guilty.
These clerics
right now.
Are going to swoop on in. They're going to come on in and say to you, there's more. One of them is going to be like, there's more creatures down the tunnel there. What are we doing? They are going to. One of them is going to... They've got no spell slots left.
Are you up? You're up. Yeah.
They are going to...
Divinity by any chance?
I am prone, but I am up.
They are going to Sacred Flame. All three of them are going to Sacred Flame the one guy on the off chance that it hits him. All three would have hit, but yes. Sacred Flame for them is...
probably D6.
Just a D8, I think.
Oh, wow.
Higher than I level
our whole
seven.
Squad matter back.
No, 2D8. 2D8.
2D8? Yep. Let's go.
Hot diggity.
5 points of damage will be enough to take this guy out as he is destroyed there. Just the one big boss left there, kind of breathing heavily. The clerics are gathering behind you. They're like, what do we do? As the other two clerics come running down in front of Sir Alpin there, one of them... tries to lay a hand on Sir Alpin. The other one's running through to Nesh. As they run in, they spot the Kenku and go, didn't realize we weren't done yet. that's going to bring us down and around to Force.
I think as I got taken to zero, then Death Ward brought me back up. I think the old mother back into me.
Yeah.
And I become a turtle again.
Yeah. No point of exhaustion, though, because you technically didn't drop. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look over my shoulder. Is he still alive?
The cleric kind of looks up and doesn't really say anything just yet. Can't tell.
a perception check.
Yeah. You can make a medicine check from there if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, okay. Medicine is a plus two, so 12.
They seem to be focusing on stabilizing him. He doesn't look good, but they seem to be... They're not kind of going to him and then just going, oh, fuck, leave him, dead. Yeah. They are actively working on him.
Oh, yeah. You better save him because I owe him one. And then I'm going to take two swings at this Kenku.
Go for it. Go ahead and give me two swings for the Kenku.
First one. 18 again. Nice. Yeah, plus six. 24.
Excellent. That hits. Go ahead and give me your other second attack as well.
Oh, should I do the same dice or should I do
Same dice.
Same good. Dice.
Now 20.
Ah, it's 11.
Okay. Shield goes up for one of them. However, go ahead and roll your damage. I'll tell you right now.
Don't tell me this.
I
don't,
need you to don't roll. Tell me this. I need you to roll. Where are we? I need you to roll for me 8 damage or more.
You can do that.
Nine damage!
Hey! Tell me how you handle the Kenku.
Fuck that guy.
And just
more exciting than not knowing what you have to roll.
And then come back in and just smush his beak backwards into his face.
Oh.
Part of it splits out the back of his head. Bless you.
Ireland's on my side, apparently. Life and death.
Drops to the ground there. As he drops to the ground, anything else you want to do?
I'll move back to Sir Alpin.
Excellent. You run to Sir Alpin.
Lay on hands.
It's going to bring us to Edirath with Azeroth on deck.
I'm going to stand up.
Yeah.
See that it's just me and big guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just lay into him.
Go for it. Go for it. He's looking bad.
How bad?
How bad is he?
That is a 29, a 24, and a 27.
All of them hit. Go ahead and give me all your damage at once. Oh, damn, that sucks. Well,
I'm an honest man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. That's 5. That's 8 plus 8, 16, 24 is 32.
Yeah, tell me how you handle this guy.
I'm gonna he knocks me down. I'm sort of sitting in a pool of my own blood.
Yeah.
The mist disappears from around me.
Yeah.
But I'm just gonna sort of stand up, just dripped with blood, and just two-hand slashes, just a brutality.
Excellent. He is cut just down.
Like chest
thrown against the wall there. Excellent. Anything else you wanna do? Hogan, go get a drink of water. Get out of the sun.
You thirsty, Bubba?
He's puffing.
Have some water. Go on.
Good boy.
I am going to turn back, look at the clerics.
Come on. Out you come.
Know that Azeroth is over there and go 5.
Yeah.
10. 15.
Yeah. You come around the corner. Azeroth.
There. I'm fine.
Comes around to you. Azeroth, what would you like to do?
I'm going to go there.
Oh, you're fucking fine.
Azeroth, what would you like to do?
Go here.
Yeah.
Azeroth, what would you like to do?
I'm sticking my wand in the guy's in front of me's stomach, and I'm just going to cast a level 4 lightning bolt.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Point it ahead.
Point it up.
I'll grab him on the shoulder and be like, sorry, mate. And then.
Can you roll a D100 for me?
Sure. I grow 10 inches.
Yeah. I'll give you a choice. You can either roll a D100 or Edirath gets hit in the blast.
No, I'm going to roll a D100.
Just hit me.
Okay.
Just hit me.
Excellent. Roll a D100.
It's fine. We got the God Squad.
I like
the
D100.
Roll a D100. Roll that D100. 26.
Oh, you rolled 25 last time.
29.
Fucking
looking
idiot.
At it upside down.
That's why there's the line.
Fuck the line.
Excellent. Go ahead and roll your lightning bolt damage, please. He saves, but he doesn't need too much.
Holy Jesus.
One more.
Do math faster.
Go for groups of 10.
Do math better.
You have to count them all in.
33.
33 points. You watch as this guy is completely... this guy... You want to give that to Michael, please? That guy is completely... torn from the board in a gout of lightning.
Ooh.
And Azeroth disappears.
Oh. What?
and reappears within 60 feet.
I'm gonna. Do I choose?
Yeah, I'll let you choose.
Roll a d6 and see how many feet you appear away.
Six.
So 60 feet.
So yeah, full 60 feet back here.
Excellent. She appears in the corridor. Excellent.
Something like that.
Yeah. As you appear there, as combat drops, as you land right at the back there.
Whoa!
Guardian of Place goes to hit you, stops.
He kind of like flinches. It's like, friends?
As you land on the ground back there, as you guys finish your combat in the center here with the clerics around you, as you hear the lizard folk, the rest of the lizard folk coming from the tunnel that they were digging to Lonarkarth, to the Temporal Brigantia in Lonarkarth and forces, if you run over to Sir Alpin's seemingly lifeless corpse, we're going to go ahead and leave it there.
Oh my goodness me.
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.